USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is chalking up a bad week, stocks falling sharply with the Dow posting its worst weekly loss since October on worries the Fed Reserve could start raising interest rates earlier than expected. James Bullard with the Fed Reserve Bank of St. Louis telling CNBC,
"The inflationary impulse, I think, is more intense than we were expecting.
There are some people who are looking for rate hikes in 2022. Where do you kind of come down?"
"I put us starting in late 2022.
The Dow losing 533 points, the S&P lost 55, and the NASDAQ fell almost 131 points. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are heading ashore along the Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center saying tropical storm conditions are reaching the Gulf Coast from Intracoastal City, Louisiana to Mobile, Alabama. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Prime Day is back. Amazon's annual Prime Day event will be held June 21st and 22nd, kicking off summer with 2 days of epic deals and the biggest savings Prime has to offer. The shopping extravaganza will deliver Prime members over 2 million deals across every category, including fashion, home, beauty, toys, electronics, Amazon devices, and more. Prime members can start saving right now with hundreds of thousands of exclusive early deals. Plus, members can support small businesses when they spend $10 on select small business products during the lead-up and get a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Shop selections across Black-owned, woman-owned, military family-owned, and many more small businesses. Prime Day kicks off at midnight Pacific and 3 a.m. Eastern on June 21st, and deals run for 48 hours exclusively for Prime members. Not yet a Prime member? Start a 30-day free trial at Amazon.com/Prime Day.
The White House is continuing to spend money to treat COVID-19 and future viruses.
The Biden administration is going to spend more than $3 billion to advance development of antiviral pills for the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it will go to the antiviral program for pandemics.
And it aims to catalyze the development of new medicines to combat COVID-19. And importantly, to prepare for other pandemic threats.
Fauci says vaccines remain the centerpiece of their arsenal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un says his country must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation with the United States. Kim's remarks Thursday are the first direct comments on the new Biden administration. The leader of the isolated communist nation also laying out what state media called appropriate and tactical counteraction to deal with Washington. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
An entire Oregon police unit has resigned after a Portland officer was indicted for allegedly assaulting a rioter.
Portland, Oregon City Hall has confirmed 50 members of the Portland Police Rapid Response Team all quit at once Wednesday. The officers resigned from the RRT, but not from the police bureau altogether. Former Detroit Chief of Police James Craig on Fox News says Portland leadership and an abundance of criminals are the problem in Portland.
"I'm surprised it's taken this long. You know, failed leadership. I don't even like to associate someone who sits in the seat of a mayor with leadership, but a seat of influence. And what we saw in Portland is an example of when you don't support the men and women who do that difficult job each and every day. Those police officers demoralized, they have no support, and the people that suffer are the people who live in the city."
In a statement issued Thursday, Portland police said the members left their voluntary positions and no longer comprise a team as of June 16th. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Republicans are not happy that Vice President Kamala Harris is not visiting the southern border. The House GOP Twitter account tweeting a picture of Harris under the all-caps banner, "Missing Person." It says Harris has gone almost 90 days without visiting the border. President Biden put Harris in charge of dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the nation's southern border. Harris recently visited Guatemala and says she's dealing with the root cause of illegal immigration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.